For many students across the country, this week was their last vacation before the end of the school year. While some kids still traveled over spring break, KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel shares how some in Eugene have managed to socialize remotely during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Under Governor Kate Brown's order, people should only leave their house for essential trips so we can stop the spread of coronavirus. But K-12 students have not let that impede on their social lives. Mae Gold is a fourth grader at Camas Ridge Elementary School. She has been using walkie-talkies to chat with her best friend from across the street and play games.
So we just kind of have a dice, and I do like Harry Potter. I did a Harry Potter role play, and I just sort of like tell them like what's happening and then give them a choice. So yeah, kind of like choose your own adventure.
Sebastian Cortez Rodriguez is a seventh grader at Kelly Middle School. He planned on hanging out with his family and friends at the park or the mall. Now, Rodriguez has been using Xbox Live to stay connected. But like many of us, he's having a hard time being cooped up at home.
The hardest part is mainly just not being able to like see your friends in person. And it gets kind of boring doing the same things every day after a little bit.
South Eugene High School senior Kate Vu also misses doing things with people outside the confines of her house.
There's such a disconnect after, you know, you have just not left your house for like a week. So it's really nice to actually have some kind of human contact that's other than my family.
Vu planned to drive to the coast or go camping for spring break. Since the stay-home order, Vu has started using the 2.7 Chrome extension so she can watch movies remotely with her friends.
Basically, all you need to do is you go on the website, you make an account, you install the extension, and then it syncs up videos across like, you know, five or six different people watching at the same time. And then someone puts in any video on the internet, and then it plays it at the same time so that we can all watch it like, quote unquote, together, you know what I mean? While, you know, being on voice call or whatever.
Sequoia Wiseman is a senior at North Eugene High School and a captain of the school's dance team. The group was supposed to go to Portland for the state championships last weekend, but they were canceled in order to prevent the spread.
This year was kind of our golden year. North Eugene has always been the underdogs. And we, at local competitions this state season, we broke our school record 4 times.
Wiseman says the team was on their way to winning first or second place at state. But even though the high schoolers can't compete, the state dance choreographer found a way to still keep up the team's spirit.
We called it the quarantine game. He posted on our private Facebook page, and he posted the rules and then posted a list of all of our names. We would comment a video underneath the post of us doing all the dance moves before us. When the string would get to us, we would add on another move and tag the next person in the list.
Despite the students' original spring break plans being canceled, they all seem happy they're staying at home and flattening the curve. Starting with Gold, they also explained why it's important to stay at home.
Because there could be like COVID-19 anywhere. And you also just like, you know that your house is like probably a safe place. And if you like go out into the world, you don't know if somebody has COVID-19.
For Rodriguez,
if you go out during like these times, you could be getting the virus. And the thing is that you could have it for up to 2 weeks and not show symptoms. So you'll be spreading it to people without even knowing that you are. And then those people will spread it to more people, and it just starts to spread more.
And Vu says,
there are so many things that I feel like people are really brushing off. The thing that I see all the time is, oh, people are just overreacting. I don't care if I die. I'm not gonna die if I get it anyway. It's just old people. You know, 40% don't even show symptoms. 80% aren't severe. And I'm like, well, even if it's just 3% of people dying, which even if it's, you know, that small, I mean, there's 300 million people in the United States. There's a lot of people.
In order to stop the spread of COVID-19, local officials have asked people to wash their hands regularly, cover their coughs, and
please stay home. Don't go anywhere unless you have to, like, get food or get medicine or something.
Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.